The messenger mentioned fire, Jahannam, alayhi salatu wasalam, as one of the punishments for that. Now this is the text. Don't take from property that has not been distributed. That is the sunnah. But the desire is, oh, 5 bags of rice, oh, 10 bags of rice. So don't employ your desire. So now, after all, the entirety of the food belongs to the people. You are still talking about your desire. And if you beat your desire, you will employ to contradict the sunnah. Don't do that in the sense of it. Don't. Don't employ your desire to contradict the sunnah during the fitna. Don't do it. So the Sheikh mentioned it, he explained it, he gave evidence for the point. The third point he mentioned, they call it Al-Asl al-Thalith. So our reading today will be of Al-Asl al-Thalith. Assalamu alaikum. Something fell from your hand. Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili, Fidahullah, one of the scholars says that the Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen in our own times, and when you listen to how he speaks, how he gives evidences, how he proves his point, you think that you are listening to Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Rahimahullah. He spoke about Al-Asl al-Thalith, the third basic rule to maintain all the concepts. That's where we are. I just try to bring us back to where we are. Al-Asl al-Thalith. Now. Now.
أفضل من
إلا شك عنك والجرح. شيخ سليمان أبو حيين حفظه الله said الأصل الثالث, the third basic rule to maintain during the times of fitna. It is من فقه الفتن الحرص على العلم. From the basic rules, the major rulings regarding fitna is what الحرص على العلم. The individual should make haste during the time of fitna to seek knowledge. During the times of seek knowledge. From the way of seeking the knowledge in the times of fitna is asking about the rulings of everything that happens. The one who doesn't know, before he goes to join the people at the stalls where food were packed, he has to know the rules. Assalamu alaikum. What is the ruling about food gathered by God in the times of a Muslim handles himself in the times of fitna? Al-hirsu al-ilmi is a major big deal. Joining the people on the street. Fortunately at that time, most of them. Fortunately at that time, what happened in Sokoto? What happened in Kabul? You see Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He never was involved in the fitna. That a Muslim knowledge is better. That knowledge wal firar min al jahl and abandons and runs to the fitna. When there's fitna, the fitna clear should hurt. So what is it that clear should hurt? The only thing that clear should, which Allah will guide him out of these should hurt. Like the Sheikh says, fitna coming before at his shaitan. Try out and hear the tribulation from the fruit of the shaitan. Except upon ignorance. So all those you see go to break stores, they are all acting upon ignorance. And that strength is in charge to distribute it to us. So to them, it will be as if, yes, it is correct. But the simple question a learned, sane person would ask is that, has it been distributed to you? And the second question is that, this portion that you have taken, is that your own fair? There are other issues regarding boys, young. There are other issues regarding boys, young boys and young girls during the tribulations. Some young boys went there because they are looking for young girls. Some young girls went there because they are looking for boys. It was in the news. One shameless person, so to speak, was talking to me. I said, what are you going to be saying? Bring them. Shaitan employs shubhat to bring the people into it. If there's no shubhat, it will not spread. This makes us understand that the large majority of the people are foolish and ignorant. That is why the large majority of the people will buy into shubhat. So what does the same Muslim do? The shubhat. The shaitani al-muta'alliqati bi-shubhat. وبضاعه الشيطان المتعلقه بالشبهات من عباده انما يخشى الله من عباده ثم طب how does he know where that pillar is? He will just be seeing the four. How do you know that you see? An act of innovation, it will rather throw him in. Because an act of innovation, it will rather throw him away from Allah. Adadalani, fasting them. Absolutely forgiving. He's absolutely powerful and able, and he's absolutely forgiving. The point of reference is that it's not like it's based on what. This is based on what. And every action that the Muslim performs, what must come before it? The knowledge. Even how you see the health requires knowledge. How do we think? How do we sit in a class? Because how do I to have it in a work? When you follow knowledge upon what you do, the opposite and be weak. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi jihad. Allahu Akbar. Is an instrument in the hand of who? Shaitan. Why? Because Shaitan gave him some shubhat. things of ambiguity that makes him think that what he's doing is right. May Allah protect all of us. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ تَقْوَى خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ. Fearing Allah will only be attained upon knowledge. Knowledge, ask about it. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, ask those who know so that they can guide you. You want to build a house now, you start building the house yourself. You look for an architect. Please draw the house. Draw it. I want it. May Allah protect us all. So this Islam, Deenun Azeemun, Deenu Ilmin wa Mada wa Basira. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. For us to further understand that our religion is a religion that is based on knowledge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke mentioning the virtue and the excellence of the one who is learned. He said, وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The virtue, the superiority of the learned. We have two persons. Al-alim wa man? Wal-alim. He's learned about his religion. How we just described. He's learned about his religion. He knows what to do and how to do it. Based on clear context from the Quran and the Sunnah. He's alim. So he fulfills his basic obligation. And then he spreads knowledge. He's busy with that. Learn, fulfill your basic regulations, your basic obligations, and then you spread the knowledge. It's the basic duty of a person who is learned. When you learn, fulfill your obligations. When you fulfill your obligations, spread the knowledge. This is al-alim. Because knowledge is not just about memorizing masail. I know this. But you are not me anyone. You just gather this, I memorize this. Because some people think that that is knowledge. Knowledge is not about how much you have memorized. Knowledge is about how much your action conforms with what you have learned. Because the virtue of planting a tree is not just because there should be a tree. It's about what fruit is it that comes from that tree. What fruit comes from. So knowledge itself is a means to an end. It is not an end in itself. Knowledge, al-ilm. That's why there's difference between just mere knowledge and ilmun nafi'un. Knowledge that is what? Beneficial. The Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to ask Allah for ilmun nafi'un. It is part of what he used to do after salawat. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask you for knowledge that is beneficial. Al-Imam Malik says, "An-nafi'u min al-ilm." The one that is beneficial from knowledge is the one that guides the person who carries the knowledge. He guides him. So not about someone memorizes the Quran, we find him, he tells lies. He memorizes the Quran, he does a lot of things. He does da'wah, he preaches and all that. We find the opposite in his actions. This is not good knowledge. It is not beneficial knowledge. Knowledge becomes beneficial when it is acted upon. So al-alim, the knowledgeable person the Messenger is talking about here, jahil. You ask him, how do you do it? He said, how do you do it? He said, in the morning I make 100 dollars. He seen how he doesn't know. But other things, after Salatul Fajr or before Salatul Fajr, he has to keep a quick record of quick after Al-Fajr. He makes Salatul Fajr. He sits down there, Salatul Fajr, until the sunrise. He makes two quick units. That is actually the Ishra. Two quick. That is not beginning of the time of Salatul Fajr. And then he comes in again about 15 to 20 minutes before the start is sent from the Prophet. Before the time of Bible, 2035 because the best time for Kaila to date her into birth again. Not the son of Kaila, what is Kaila's friend is such a Muslim. about that. At that time, he fought about 6 or 8 times and makes me back. But him or no, he is following the Sunnah what he is. It is different from Allah who is suffering. If you don't find a professional driver driving a car, if Allah is find a different driver in this car, I go to why I still drive. Today, a professional driver drove with me. I went there and today I just came out. I said, it's a shout. I have to tell him he knows how to drive. He handled the car very well. So now to him, that brother has to show me what the he's learned how to drive. He walks in the jungle. It's different from how to drive that car. That's why you know the road is feels like, what do they tell us? Yeah, I'm trying to do myself. So I say that I want to learn something better than the one who is just doing. The people who learn from Adam just follow the swine all that is Adam. That's what the Nathaniel are doing. If you want to follow the bad out of Prophet Muhammad, the way is the fourth slave, but you must continue me in Maya Nabi. When he mentioned the Ibrahim of the Nabi Ali Salat, was mentioned one of the companions who was in the field, he mentioned the house of the Prophet. He was hiding the door of the Prophet. Yes, the Salat and Nabi Salat. He wanted to spy on the Salat, the Salat, the Salat, the Salat. How old the Prophet prayed here with Salat? So to make a other sense of knowledge that conforms to the Sunnah is better than just making it compare to the Sunnah. What is a girl trained in the Sunnah? Someone who depends of the knowledge for what he does. And someone who is just doing it because the Sunnah just won't do it. Just do not die. It is the same. It is the same as the Sunnah. The other one is what he has in the heart. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the superiority of the Ali and over the other security, completely common day over the library, a hot light in the movement of the deep, during the stars in the sky in the night, during the middle of the month. So it means, if you find someone, for example, because I like giving this example because it's a very common thing. Many of the times, many of the things people say, they say, I want a big woman, she just, you just say, I left her, look for her. She we should call a spade a spade. Or we should call a spade a shovel. Okay, let's call it a shovel. Let's talk. We should call a spade a spade. So calling a spade is that many of the times, the worship of this people. After she dawa, how do you make dawa without knowledge? Oh Lord, that they lock down your soldier and that's all. Oh, what go, ma? You are go, ma, you are not alone to open up the end. A corner, corner. Cut off me, a soldier, corner. Did you not read Surah to last? Well, last. In the insana, lafi khus. Illa man, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salih. الإمام الشافعي says الذين آمنوا إلا الذين علموا عبادة. How does that become عبادة? Making عبادة. How does that become? Someone comes and says, Isa عليه السلام will not come to Moshe. Hey, stop that. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Isa عليه السلام will come. He is speaking based on knowledge now. No shubuhat. But the one who has shubuhat in his mind, ambiguity, scared, it can be, they said in Matthew, in Luke, in one shall two. They start thinking. This meant that clear cut hadith, reported by over 21 companions. Isa alayhi salam will come back. It does not accept that a Muslim is doubtful regarding it. When a person is doubtful regarding it, it falls amongst the people of innovation. Not to say absolutely now reject it. The point here is that when the religious practice of the people is based on ambiguity, and Abamoda, they are likely tools in the hands of who? Shaitan. They are the ones he will mobilize into the fitna. Protect himself, protect us. So the one who wants to protect himself from fitna must do what? He must seek knowledge. And he must know the rulings regarding everything that he does in the times of fitna and outside the times of fitna. When he has the time in the times of fitna also, nobody is going anywhere. The cities are locked down. Seek knowledge. Spend that time to learn. Because that knowledge is going to be beneficial to you. If just before I came into this class, I saw a brother called me twice. His brother, we were together when I was in Kaduna. Wondered why I wasn't called. The next brother came and said, is there a problem? He said he doesn't. The only thing is that that brother is now an imam in his area. I always say this. Learn now, because you don't know where you find yourself tomorrow. You may find yourself in the community of people that when you look left, right, and they look left, right, you are the one that they push me, Baba, you know, Bismillah. And this is a huge matter. And this is a huge matter. So let's pray. Let's pray. Because you don't know where you find yourself tomorrow. But from the biggest blessings of learning is that you will liberate yourself from ambiguities and ignorance. You will be sure that what I'm doing, I'm sure it is correct. I'm sure I'm not following shaitan. May Allah protect us. So the virtue of the one who depends upon knowledge, he bases his religion upon knowledge, over the one who is just making ibadah.
Mashallah.
That's what he does. There is a big gap between the two of them. What is the gap? It is like the moon and the rest of the stars during the middle of the month. Is the gap wide or not? Rawahu Abu Dawud. That hadith he explained was collected by Imam Abu Dawud. Wa qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ. The virtue of Al-Alim we just described. In another hadith, over the one who is just busy with worship, ibadah. Some people will say, you are just talking about knowledge. You are not talking about ibadah. What is knowledge? Al-Imam Ahmad will say, أَفْضَلُ النَّوَافِلِ طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ إِذَا صَحَّتْ النِّيَّةُ. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. So the best nafila after the faraid, because the best of what an individual can come close to Allah is adabul faraid. If you ask me, I fast. He is explaining to me. What? Jama'ah. Tonight, you are not observing Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. The Prophet Muhammad, when he spoke about the virtue of raka'at al-fajr, he says, raka'at al-fajr, two units today. Liar, you observe 2 units of Rakat al-Fajr today. It is better for you than the entire thing in this dunya and what it contains, including Leti, Banana Island, Baitama, Asoro, Washington, Down Street, wherever it can be. Everything is 2 units of Rakat al-Fajr itself. This is nafila. How about Salatul Fajr? I used to tell the people, death itself is virtue if you don't well on this dunya. Why? Because this dunya cannot contain the reward of 2 rakat of nafila for one person alone. What about yesterday? This dunya, that is for today alone. What about yesterday? So how about tomorrow? For me alone, and you, and then the rest of the people. So we have to leave this dunya to a place that is suitable for us to get those rewards. Is that good or not? You see now? So the virtue of this existence is that we make ibadah. So when we go away, there is no regret. Except that we wish, I hope that Allah does not, I have not committed something that would have destroyed my good deeds. So you start being afraid. Let me not do something that will spoil my work. Everybody's careful. And then at the same time, he's hopeful that, well, Allah says that he will forgive me my sins. The virtue of the one who bases his religion upon knowledge. And the one who just only thinks that he is making ibadah in another. Then follow, of course. then followed by you, added to the six that makes the ten that Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a single hadith that they will get into Al-Jannah. So 6 + 4, 10, these are the ten. And then followed by who? Ahlul Badr, those who fought in the Battle of Badr, about 313 or thereabouts. Then followed by who? Ahlul Bay'ati Ridwan, those people who took bay'ah with the Prophet. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم. On the day of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. And so on 25. The difference between someone who pays attention to knowledge and worship, or someone who is just interested in ibadah, or someone who is just interested in ibadah. We hear these things a lot when we're younger than this. We are not talking about knowledge. We are not talking about ibadah. See, Mr. Man, you can't make good ibadah without good knowledge. The emphasis here is upon the fact that this deen is based upon knowledge. This hadith we just read, the second hadith, is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Sheikh Suleiman said, Hafizahullah, فَالْعَالِمُ بَازِلُ الْعِلْمِ. So the knowledgeable person, the person of knowledge is what? بَازِلُ الْعِلْمِ. He is a person who regularly spends knowledge. The knowledgeable person, what does he do? He spreads the knowledge. He makes effort all upon knowledge. يَبُزُلُ الْعِلْمِ. He has him and bring him into fitna. Why? He is clear. He knows the things that are wrong. Hey, let's go and party right. That's haram. Why is it haram? It is part of bulul. No, it's all right for us. This useless government, as they say, this useless government, they are the ones who just hide it. They are wicked people. That does not justify me to collect from public property before it is distributed. Leonard was conscious. So he will not be a tool in the fitna. The Sheikh says, lie at the salah, because they've been liberated by the one who shaitan. Because they've been liberated by the one, we are supporting it. Are they different from those who went? They share in the seat. They were supporting. Some were happy to say, hey, thank God, we have not known a way of taking our property from government. They think that is right. But the learned person will liberate the people when he educates them. He cuts off the path. يَقْطَعُ طَرِيقَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى النَّاسِ. The path that shaitan will follow to reach the people. What does the learned do? He cuts it off. How? By enlightening the people and teaching them the rulings of the Sharia. وَالْعِلْمُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Knowledge is the weapon of the Muslim. Knowledge is the weapon of the mu'min. يَفْرُدُ بِهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. By that he will, these days when he describes a good weapon, he don't count his word. A good weapon now, but he is not worthy. And AK-47 is not a good weapon too. You need the RPG. May Allah protect all of us. Against shaitan. The RPG of knowledge. It means that knowledge must be very deep and clear. It will be based on Quran that is clear, clearly explained and understood. And ahadith that are authentic, clearly explained and understood. The mu'min. يَفْرُدُ بِهِ الشَّيْطَانِ of the mu'min. يَفْرُدُ بِهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. It is with this knowledge that he will chase away shaitan. When shaitan runs away, ذَلِيلًا حَكِيرًا. He will be ذَلِيل. He will be debased. حَكِيرًا. Demeaned. So shaitan will be running away from him, disgraced and demeaned. Because when shaitan says, do you not see this thing? Do you not see that this belongs to people? Do you not see that this? Do you not see that government is oppressive? Do you not see that police has this? When he mentions issues of knowledge, shaitan begins to withdraw as a disgraced individual. Zalila. as a demeaned individual. Hakira, he feels ashamed. This one has overpowered him. What do we need in the times of fitna to be able to do that? Knowledge. 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 May Allah protect us. وَيُبْعِدُ الشَّهَوَاتِ The mu'min, يُبْعِدُ الشَّهَوَاتِ He will also send away, chase away shahawat, ifanu, personal desires, shahawat. He will chase them away, anil qalb, from the mind. Remove it. Knowledge will help to remove this. Bufe, I want, I should be, I should take, I should do. Sound, clear knowledge will wipe it off the heart. وَيُضَعِفُ الشَّهَوَاتِ يُبْعِدُ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ وَيُضَعِفُ الشَّهَوَاتِ It will also weaken it in the heart. It will take it away and weaken. The author of Tayfiru Al-Kareem Al-Rahman that we call Tafsir Al-Sa'd. This shaykh was a very greatly learned person in the matters of usul. What are usul? Really, guidelines that have been deduced from the Quran and the Sunnah to guide the Muslim in what he does in day-to-day life. It's very vast in it. He has many books on it. He said, Rahimahullah, he has passed away now. He says, Ilam Hudit, you should recognize this fact that I like to say to you. Hudita, may you be guided. Understand this fact. Anna afdala al-mina that certainly the best of favor, the best of gifts, the best of presents are there. If you are driving in a car in a town that you are not familiar with, if you get to a T-junction, you are now in doubt, should I turn right or turn left? When someone says, where are you going? You say, I'm going to so and so place. You are just near there, just turn left. How do you feel? You feel, Masha, you fight, you say, Jazakallah, thank you very much. You are supposed to turn or you are still saying Jazakallah. So this sheikh says, Ilam Hudita Anna Afdal al Mina. You should recognize the fact that the best of the favors that you can get is Ilmun Yuzilu Shakka Anka, is the knowledge that helps you to remove doubt. On your mind. Wadara and death does it. The knowledge that helps you remove doubt. The importance of Sheikh is trying to emphasize the importance of knowledge. That as far as our deen is concerned, in the times of fitna, what should we pay attention to? Knowledge. Asking for the ruling. Seeking knowledge. Learning. So that we do not become a pawn, an instrument in the hands of Shaitan regarding that fitna. Some people are still suffering from that fitna of the protest today. Some people were arrested and they've not been free today. In fact, their parents may not even know that they have been arrested. That is the fitna they have sought. May Allah protect all of us. I'll ask you, Rob, how much more time do we have today? It's 58 minutes already. And this fourth point is longer than the first one. Al-Aslu Rabi. The fourth guy, keep with them, stay with them, don't leave, ask them. Keep with them, stay with them, don't leave them. Wal-Hirsu al-Akhfi anhum. And making good efforts to take knowledge from them. Wata'addubu bi-adabihim. And copying their good character, following their lines of conduct. Someone can ask you, why are you not coming to the stores to see rice? Our part, our own teachers will do that. So we will not do that. You, why are you not doing so and so? In the times of it, you say, no, I'm waiting my teachers to hear that. The same thing, speech during the times of it. Many of the young people now on the Facebook, they start talking, everyone say, no, this is correct, this is wrong. Why not keep quiet? Allow your teachers to talk. When they are not talking, keep quiet and they are kept quiet. Many times when a fitna comes up, people start shouting, hey, there's a fitna, you start Sagada and Sheikh Tamado. Yes, so you want to be the judge between the two of them? to start blabber and shake somebody.
Why not keep quiet? Why not keep quiet? Many times the young people also fuel the people. They fuel the people. They begin to abuse the Ustaz Lalaja. In fact, what their Ustaz cannot say about Sheikh or Doctor so and so, they are the ones that will say. In Sia Fare, or the song for a package, it's not your new or Ungan, Ama, and Noma Kyoleti, but Fata, I'm only with them. So, but when you are with your learned people, hey, keep quiet. Hey, don't speak. Hey, go. Hey. The Sheikh says, the Sheikh bin Titan, Luzum al Ulama, wal Hirsu ala al Akhdi anhum, from the Islamic rulings regarding the times of Titan A. Luzum al Ulama, sticking to your scholars, staying with them, wal Hirsu ala al Akhdi anhum, and making good efforts to take knowledge from them. What I do will be agadi. You learn from their lines of conduct. Stay where they stay. Move as they move. Talk when they talk. Keep quiet when they keep quiet. La yazalu nasu li khayri. The people will not stop being up on goodness. Ma arafu li ulama'ihim haqqahu. As long as they recognize asking what you should do. Don't speak before him. Don't come in front of him. When he stops, keep quiet, follow him. Especially because the learned person will be connecting you to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. Not because of him, but because of what he's connecting you to. He'll be connecting you to the Quran. Didn't you people see that the Quran says so, so, so? Didn't you people see that the Sunnah says like this? So let's not be like this. Let's be patient. So to be easy to keep quiet. We are not saying follow the ulama because, they are coming here. No. It is because these people will connect you to the Quran, they will connect you to the Sunnah. You will ask them about the rulings, they understand it, they will explain it to you. This is the reason why you have to stick to them. So the Sheikh says, لا يزال الناس لا يزال الناس بخير ما عرفوا لعلمائهم حقهم. The people will continue to be upon goodness. As long as they recognize the rights of their learned people, and then they give them that right. What is that right? Follow them when the time comes. Listen to them, let them connect. Don't derive the rulings by yourself. Because you may be thinking about one hadith, they are thinking about 50. But there's one hadith in Sahih Bukhari saying, perhaps you don't even know what is called Musnad Abi Ya'la. You only know Sahih Bukhari? Okay, there's hadith in Musnad Abi Ya'la. So what did you say? You took a ruling based on one hadith without considering the rest of the report. This is not from the aspect of knowledge. That's why Solomon, he'll be holding back from talking. Until you have known what are the scholars saying. In fact, it suffices to be asked, what are our scholars saying? Are they saying something? If they say yes, ask. What are they saying? They say this. Stay there. Allah will protect you from the book. When they say they are not saying anything, they have kept quiet for you to keep quiet. Don't say anything. When people ask this, you do your part. I can't tell you. I can't make you. I can't say what is one more than this. Tell them that. Iru awon alama ri gbogbo gbogbo bayi iru awon kola ma soro be o no yori by that Allah has protected you from the fitness. He has also protected you from the hawa of your sex. Se iru awon re awon kola ma so awon ti o mo so ti so sa da kenan you be teaching it amen you wa da ka ma be lo a ma do so ma mo si ma olo mo wa la so be you see you feel relieved. But you get one fatwa, it's not good for the government to cheat the people. The government asked you, they did this. When you now hear the explanation, that is from Gululu. To go and steal government property, yes, it belongs to the people, but it has not been shared. It is from the aspect of Gululu. Stealing from war victory before it is distributed. Ah, you now slow down. Maybe you don't even know what is called Gululu. So that silence, you will need them to do it in the first place. Not now that you already heard. What will help you? The one who
our sin.
The one who
on our way of life.
Why?
Is not upon our way of life.
Why? The companions will not. How many questions were in the Quran that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the companions?
Yes, Aluna.
They come and ask.
Whenever they found anything not clear, they came.
Messenger of Allah, what is this?
Messenger of Allah, what is that?
Messenger of Allah, how do I handle this case?
Messenger of Allah, I was in this condition.
For you have a learned person in front of you, you set them aside, you begin to give the fatwa yourself.
So you are not upon their line of conduct.
You have not recognized your own.
May Allah protect all of you.
This point here is about the fact that min fikhil fitan luzum al-ulama wal-hirsu ala mala ala al-akhzi anhum wa ta'adubu bimada
li adamihi.
Inshallah, we'll stop here bi-iznillah.
We'll continue from this place in our next class.
I hope that we can ask a few questions before we call it a day today. Alaykum as-salam.
Learning knowledge, does it have limitations?
No.
The ulama say when Allah says, "Fa'budu rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqin." It is talking about talab al-ilm.
Learn until you die.
Learning does not have a limit.
Except if you mean the limit of what to learn.
There are limits of what you do learn.
Like sihr now is a knowledge.
Idam ati ishe Allah biba.
Allah
biba.
Ishe can you wama kaw. Allah mentioned it in the Quran that some people learned it.
To learn that is kufr.
Wama yu'allimani min ahadin hatta yakula innama nahnu fitnatun. Fala takfur
bi ta'allumikum sihr.
Don't become kufar by learning sihr.
Say someone goes to learn sihr now, it's kufr.
To learn it itself is kufr.
Ilmul kalam.
Rhetoric logic, rhetorical logic, so to speak.
Employing rationality or rationalism or intellectualism in the
from it
the opposite.
So they go
looking, tell
the philosopher that
you,
so they tell him, they ask him,
tell you must give us an example of something that we cannot do
because
I'm asking
you.
You see that the question is wrong.
That is the reason why they rejected the attributes of Allah.
They said because they can't see Allah,
they can't hear Allah, they can't taste Allah, they can't touch Allah,
they can't see Allah,
so Allah does not exist.
They are bringing a qiyas that has to do with a creature.
They are bringing it regarding what?
The creator.
See, the foundation of the question is wrong.
So everything that thinking will give back to is what?
Something that is wrong.
For about 2 weeks or 2 months as it was said,
Al-Imam Ibn Abi Izz Al-Hanafi mentioned this kisah in his sharh on the book Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyah by Imam Al-Tahawi.
You can go back to this story.
He's there.
For about a month or 2 months or so, he was not observing Salah.
How can I observe Salah when God has not seen?
I can't touch him.
I can't feel him.
I can't smell him.
Does he exist?
He stopped observing Salah.
He came back to them and said he has an answer.
Allah exists, but he does not have attributes.
You see now?
Say yes, it's Allah.
That was how he started.
Philosophized.
That's why the A'imma come back and tell us that this deen innama huwa madha attiba'u wa tarqil hawa la yudraku bil uqul.
This deen is not about philosophizing, no. And what he has done is irrational. Why? He started from the question was wrong. Why when he first had mentioned it publicly once or twice? Those who did philosophy, I made sure I never did philosophy, even at the borrowed course. They asked them a question. I was the imam in the masjid. They came to ask me that question. Can Allah create a stone that he cannot carry? Can Allah create a stone that he cannot carry? Can Allah create a stone that he cannot carry? What's the answer? Whatever answer you give will be wrong. Can Allah create a stone that he cannot carry? If you say he can create a stone that he cannot carry, it means he has something he does not have power over. If you say no, it means he cannot create what he wants. When I say yes or no, you are wrong. So they were discussing it in the masjid. I led Salah to Zuhur that day. Say, oh, Imam, can Allah, we will ask the question, please, can you respond to this question? And I have a principle. Ikhwan, notice, I don't answer a question that I don't know. I can say what I know about it and be wrong. But when it's clear to me that I don't know the answer, I will tell you I don't know. Sometimes, I may just feel that if I'm giving the answer, there is a part of the answer I may not know. I will not even start giving the answer. I quickly say I don't know when I don't know. How many things were asked the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, I say I don't know. He will keep quiet, I don't know. Until Jibril himself knows. Your own Jibril is to go back to the text. Your own way of knowing what you don't know is to go back and learn, ask the ulama. Don't say you know when you don't know. And the first step to knowing whether you know or not is to understand the question you have been asked. When you understand the question, you understand whether you know the answer. The first thing is that the first thing to walk in beginning and the end, and they want you to walk in between the two threads, like a slave of their own desire. You begin to look for answers for a question that is wrong. So you continue in this wrong, wallowing, going forth and backwards, disturbing your mind, thinking that you have an answer. You can't have an answer, because any answer you have is wrong. That is why every idea in philosophy has another idea opposite to it. Every idea in philosophy has an idea opposite of it. They call it counterfact. May Allah protect us. Don't learn philosophy. That's the point. A Muslim wants to learn Quran, learn Hadith, learn Arabic. That will help you to understand the Quran and the Hadith. Learn the fiqh of deen. All your deeds in Islam. How do I learn them? What do I do if I'm in this country? Learn. Learn manner, adab and akhlaq. Learn. Be a profound deen. Know your dunya. Ikhwah, from the aspect of what we need to know as Muslims is what? Our dunya. The dunya where we live, know it. Because if you don't know it, it will be difficult for you to connect between the knowledge of the religion and the dunya that you exist in. Implementing your knowledge will be difficult if you don't learn the dunya and the deity. When he was explaining how he did the tahqiq, tahqiq is verification from handwritten, from manuscripts. He will gather manuscripts and then he will be comparing the manuscript and writing them down and then to be printed in a book. Tafsir ibn Kathir. It occurs usually in how many volumes? 4 volumes. He said, Hafizahullah, because he's still alive, he said he has over 18 manuscripts. Meaning that every paragraph, how many times do you read? 18 times from 18 scripts. Before he writes down. He did that in the entire Quran. From that, what were the things that you did? That what were the things that you did that you thought that you could have done more? Or the things that you did not do, you felt you could have done? He said what he regrets that he could have done more about is that he could have paid more attention to the Quran. saying it. He said, now that he's old, I think that maybe I should have paid more. Despite all those efforts he did regarding the Quran, he's still thinking that, I would have paid more effort for the Quran. This is how the individual will be until he dies. So regarding that, knowledge has no limit. It is something we learn from day one to the last day we spend on the earth. From day one, from the day we come from our womb, from the wombs of our mother, we start learning. Go. And learning will be like that till we pass away. But in terms of what you learn, yes, there are limits. And I think I gave us one or two examples.